الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولايا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Honorable and respected brothers and elders, we have a few days before the month of Rajab begins, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the commencement of Rajab will make the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. O Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab, wa Sha'ban in the month of Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan, and cause us to reach the month of Ramadan. Then we find in the lives of the awliya, the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala, that months before, 5-6 months before the month of Ramadan would dawn, they would have one fikr that, O Allah, cause us to reach this month of Ramadan with khair, with afiyat, with ibadat. And then the month of Ramadan comes to an end, another 5 and 6 months will pass, and they would have one concern that, O Allah, accept our ibadat over the month of Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan was the focus of the awliya and the pious. Abu Bakr Warraq was a great alim, a great saintly personality, and he used to say with regards to the month of Rajab, that it is in this month of Rajab that we should sow the seeds, we plant the seeds. And in the month of Sha'ban, we begin to water the ground. And then in the month of Ramadan, we begin to harvest. This is what you call cash crops. Very short. Plant, water, and harvest. You don't have to wait 5-6 months or years. The question about it is, what are those seeds that we need to plant in the month of Rajab so that we will harvest in the month of Ramadan? As you sow, so shall you reap. So what is it that we are going to put into the ground, and what is this ground that we speak about? What are these seeds? So the ulama have expressed one important aspect with regards to the month of Ramadan is our taharat, our purity, that we purify ourselves. Many of us in our madrasa days, we learnt one hadith, At-tahuru shatrul iman, that purification is part of faith or half of faith. And then we learnt that this purification is about the purification of the body and the clothes and the place. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi speaks about purification in different dimensions of our lives. He says that is one part of taharat. Then there are the three parts of taharat, three parts of purification that we need to work upon in our lives, so that like the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the tail end of a lengthy dua he made in the Quran, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ, O Allah, do not disgrace me on the day when people are resurrected. What is the salient feature of the day of resurrection? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, that on that day no mal, no wealth and no children will be of any avail, of any profit, of any gain, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, but that person that comes to Allah, that person that stands in front of Allah with qalb-e-salim, a sound heart. Now, this is this process of purification we need to go through. So Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, speaks about the three additional purifications. Taharatul Jawarih, the taharat, the purification of our limbs, of our senses, our organs. Minal Atham, from all types of sins. We need to go through this purification, like how before we perform our salat, we will make sure that there is a ghusl in place, we will make sure there is a wudu in place. So now, before we meet Allah Ta'ala, before the month of Ramadan comes, and for every other day of our life, we need to purify also all our limbs, all our organs, all our senses, from every type of sin. The third that he speaks about is taharatul qalb min ar-radail, that our akhlaq, our character, our heart is purified from all types of debasing qualities, all type of ill, evil qualities. The qualities that we have in each one of us would know our own condition. Hasad, jealousy, hatred, and all of that, we need to work on all of that to remove it, so that tomorrow when we stand in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, we stand with qalb-e-salim, we stand with the sound heart, which will be of the greatest benefit, and then everything else will be of benefit, our resources, our wealth and our children and everything else. Then he speaks about the fourth, taharatu sir mimma siwallah, that we purify our souls from everything but Allah Ta'ala. That our focus is only Allah. That we begin to do everything only for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we eliminate everything else. And we understand this is the world of means. So we are going to opt for the means. But the heart is latched and the heart is attached to Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali speaks about this concept of a person that he saw in the Haram of Makkah, a man that latched on to the multazam, and he is making dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this person that observes was a person whom Allah Ta'ala would open the unseen realms, kashf, and Allah Ta'ala opened the heart of the individual that is latched on to the multazam. Multazam is that place between the Hajr al-Aswad and the door of Baytullah. Today we do not get very much of a chance to get to that place, but that is the place that we can beseech Allah. Muhaddithin had written that never did they experience a dua that is made at the multazam go unanswered. Allah give us the ability and the tawfiq to reach the multazam with khair and afiyat and with iman and adab of the place. So this person is making dua, seemingly it seems as though the person is latched onto the multazam, so it would be understood or it would be perceived that the heart is latched onto Allah Ta'ala. But when Allah opens the reality of the heart, that heart is engaged in everything else but Allah Ta'ala. That heart is engaged in the dunya and all the ladhat of this dunya and the pleasures of this dunya. And hence, this buzruk, this pious personality, becomes despondent. He leaves the haram of Makkah, he goes out, and outside the haram, a man is conducting business, and he's busy selling his commodities. Somebody is buying somebody is buying something else. He's taking the money, he's giving the change, and he thinks to himself in his heart, look at this person, he's out of the haram, and his heart is detached from Allah Ta'ala, and his heart is linked to everything else, to the dunya, what an opportunity squandered. But then Allah Ta'ala opens that heart again. And then he finds that although the man is engaged in his business transactions, the heart is latched to Allah. That heart is linked to Allah. Allah must give us those type of hearts. That whether we are in our professions, whether we are in our businesses, we are at home, with our families, with our children. And no matter what we are engaged in, whatever the engagements may be, the heart is latched and attached to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this is that concept that Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali speaks about. Now coming back to the question, that if the month of Rajab is the month of sowing the seed, then what is the seed that we must put into the ground? It is that seed of purity of our hearts. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَعْمَالِكُمْ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't normally look at the outer appearance of a person, the body. Allah Ta'ala does not look at the shape, Allah Ta'ala does not look at the figure of a person, but Allah Ta'ala and the wealth of a person, what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala looks at is the person's heart and then the amal. The kind of heart with which one presents that amal to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this is that kind of seed that we need to now sow in the month of Rajab, and from now we need to make this determined effort that how are we going to really do this, and we need to purify this heart and purify the subsequent amal that is going to be taking place in this month and the months to come and then for the rest of our life. But the important aspect is that that heart has to be purified. Now how is that heart going to be purified? Very quickly, one or two aspects with regards to this. Number one, we concentrate on our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not wait for the 21st night of Ramadan and then try to establish a relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let us begin now. And the first and most important aspect of it is our iman and yaqeen in Allah ta'ala must be rejuvenated on a daily basis. Ulama has written there are three aspects to this. One is tilawat of the Quran Sharif. As much tilawat of the Quran Sharif that we can start now, that will begin to purify that rust in our hearts. It will remove that rust in our hearts. Number two, to continuously make tawbah, to continuously make istighfar, to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third aspect is an abundance of salawat and durood upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three very simple procedures, solutions, prescriptions, so that we can start purifying our hearts, and inshallah we will find that when this begins, then that heart turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The test of qalb-e saleem, the test of the sound heart and this purified heart. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi has written, there are several signs, we'll do one or two of them, that the first of the signs is this, that a person begins to realize, number one, he belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Number two, he belongs to the Akhirat. We're going to live in this world. We're going to do whatever we're going to earn in this world. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَبَتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. That whatever Allah has given us in this world, we use those resources only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we begin to understand that we are the people of Akhirat, and Akhirat is that final destination that we are going to reach. The second aspect is that all of us commit sins from time to time, we are insan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Kullu bani Adama khatta'un, each one of us, we sin, we fail, we flop up. But however, the sign of qalb salim, the sign of a sound purified heart, is that heart remains restless. That heart remains restless until the person makes tawbah and seeks forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Mawlana Yaqub Nanotwi rahmatullah alayh once gave an example of how the heart inclines towards sin. He said to somebody, take a piece of paper and fold that paper. So when you folded that paper and you pressed on that fold, that is how the heart is inclined towards sin. Straighten that paper, it never gets straight. We insan, we prone to sin, we incline to sin, incline to the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that paper doesn't get straight, that heart doesn't get straight. What is the common sense approach of straightening that paper? The simple common sense approach, Mawlana said to the person, that now fold the paper the other way. When the person folded the paper the other way, now the paper became straight. So what is the lesson of this example that he has given? That when the heart is inclined towards sin, one needs to disincline and incline that heart the other way towards the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we take an example, a man is tempted, he worked his life, he earned halal. And then he is tempted to earn some haram. And the temptations in the business world are very many. And sometimes it comes with a sugar-coated pill. And now that person is tempted, that paper of his heart is now inclined, it is folded, it is bending. What does he do? He needs to fold it the other way, take out some of his wealth, some of his resources, and give it out as sadaqah for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That much that will hurt. When it hurts the heart, he folded it the other way, he pressed on that fold, now the heart begins to get straight. The second aspect of it is that heart now begins to become restless when a sin is committed. So the person is inclined towards sin, he's taken the steps, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, keep me away from this sin. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made one dua, Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib. Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya, Oh Allah, distant me between me, create the distance between me and my sins. Like how you had distant, you had kept far apart the east and the west. Like that, keep me away from it. And in this, there is a pointer to the fact that now we keep away from the places of vice and sin. We keep away from the situations of sin. We move away from it. Then that heart is now going to incline towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then make tawbah, make istighfar. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when a person makes istighfar, he should try and imagine that he's got filthy clothes on, dirty clothes on, and then as he's saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, that clothes are getting washed away. That clothes are getting clean and it is getting pure once again. But that shouldn't bring any kind of superiority complex in us that I am cleansed and everybody else are gunegar and they are napak. We shouldn't have that thought, but we should remain in the frame of mind that we have disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi writes, the second sign of qalb salim, of a sound mind is that a person, after he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he had kept as his wird, whatever his daily recitals of the Quran may be, or his daily dhikr, adhkar may be, if perchance he misses out, he feels that remorse more than he would feel the remorse for missing out some profit in his business. A person couldn't go to work for whatever reason, and then he perceives that I've lost out, and there's remorse and regret in the heart of that person. How that remorse would be for missing out maybe that one page of the Quran Sharif that we would read, or maybe that 100 astaghfirullah or 100 salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That remorse is supposed to be greater. If that comes into the heart of that individual, that today I missed out my wird, then that man will now understand that there is some contact, some relationship between myself and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he also states another very important aspect is to concentrate on the islah, on the reformation of our amal, the reformation of our deeds, more than the amal itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about he created death and life, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, so that Allah ta'ala would test who brings the best deeds to Allah. The best deeds are those deeds that are brought with ikhlas, brought with sincerity. That is why the pious ancestors used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ja'al a'malana khalisatan liwajhik. O Allah, make my a'mal purely for you. Say it in English. Ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the dua of ikhlas, the dua of purity of our intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are some of the aspects that we plant that seed for the month of Ramadan. And the very first seed that we need to plant is the seed of the purity of our hearts, the seed of our amal, our deeds. Then when the month of Shaban comes, a person is then already in motion insofar as his journey towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. And then, of course, the month of Ramadan, a person begins to reap and it becomes easier and easier. Then some ulama have expressed the very important lesson of us guarding our tongues. Guarding our tongues is a very, very important aspect for us to purify our hearts. In the Hadith Sharif it comes that the eyes, the ears and the tongue are all like a funnel. And then what goes through the eyes goes down, what goes through the ears, what goes into from the mouth, all of it then begins to go down into the heart of a person. And the more we begin to speak evil, the more we see evil, the more we hear evil, the result of all of that will undoubtedly be that that heart becomes contaminated. So from now, let us try and create that program for the month of Ramadan. Let us try to the best of our ability to try and create this qalb-e salim, this purity of our hearts, that ikhlas, that sincerity, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then together with that, let us try and remove all those evil qualities that we have in our hearts, all of it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that in the month of Ramadan we will be able to cleanse and we'll be able to move forward. Some of the poets have written in this month of Ramadan, بَيِّدْ صَحِيفَتَكَ السَّوْدَى فِي رَجَبْ بِالْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ الْمُنْجِي مِنَ اللَّهَبْ, that it is the month that a person needs to whiten, to cleanse the book of deeds, that have become black because of our ill deeds and our evil deeds. So brothers and friends, let us use these days now to try and make this preparation, the spiritual preparation for the month of Ramadan. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant me and Allah ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq and the hidayah to practice. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant whoever is ill and sick amongst us in the ummah, in our families, grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir. Wherever the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the sufferings of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.